was another great season for Kirkwood. They went 50-18 overall and 21-7 in conference action. And Kaya, your thoughts on how year number two went with Kirkwood earlier this spring?
I think it went super well again, and you know, my mindset going into my sophomore year was a little different from, you know, my freshman year. I had to take on a little bit more of a leadership role and really find that part of myself, and I think it went pretty well, and I had an amazing time at my last year with Kirkwood and really enjoyed it, and I think that's the most important thing too, so.
And for this team, a really solid conference record, ended up making it to the Division II Softball World Series again. What that was like for your team to head down to Oxford, Alabama and play in something as big as that?
Super fun. I think it's an experience that we'll all get to remember for the rest of our lives. And, you know, being able to make it to Nationals my freshman and then my sophomore year was super amazing, and I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, it's super cool that they were in Difference 2, getting to go to South Carolina my freshman year and then Alabama this last year. So it was super amazing, and, you know, just getting to go down there and compete with the best teams.
You had mentioned taking on more of a leadership role here this year in this two-year program as a sophomore, but you had had experience as a leader with the Bearcats as well. How you felt that helped prepare you to take on this role at the collegiate level?
Yeah, so I felt like even in high school I was more of a, not necessarily a, you know, verbal leader. I mean, I do some verbally, but, you know, my comfort zone is more doing, like, showing, you know, people how to, like, have confidence and play and encourage my teammates in that way. And I think, you know, some of those skills that I developed in high school obviously helped me, you know, these past 2 years, and especially this last year, being able to, you know, find that more verbal side of me and be able to lead more out of my comfort zone in that way necessarily too. So I think that was definitely, you know, helpful and probably will help me for the rest of my life.
Looking at some of your statistics here from your final year with Kirkwood, 425 batting average, 21 home runs, and
honestly just kind of made it fun again for myself, and it seemed to really help relax me and help me be able to do some of those things.
And then also a threat on the base pads, 26 stolen bases. The excitement for you when you're able to get out there and help your team out that way as well.
Yeah, for sure. And base running is super fun. And, you know, you get put in different situations all the time out there on the bases and never know what to expect. And I think that's kind of the fun part about it, too.
And then you got a chance to pitch again here this year, and you had mentioned in our conversation a year ago you were willing to just step out there and help your team in any way you could, but what that was like to be back in the circle again here this year.
Yeah, it was, you know, being able to compete from that side of it in our, you know, our spring season. So I enjoyed it, being able to play, you know, some second base, hit and pitch. It kind of gave me a different view of things at a collegiate level, and yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And for you, from your final year here with Kirkwood, what you say a highlight would be from this season?
Probably the regional tournament, going to Fort Dodge and playing Iowa Central and competing with them and being able to come home with the win.
And so one of the things that really impresses me is how excited the dugout is to be there and how supportive they are, whether it's defense or whether you have someone at the plate. For you, what that experience is like being part of cheers and supporting your teammates in that way or feeling supported when you're out there in the field.
Yeah, I think that's what kind of makes it fun, you know, being able to create those relationships with, you know, your teammates and being able to be there to support them, and then, you know, them having your back through the lows and the highs of, you know, season. And I think that, you know, is just so fun being able to experience, you know, all the energy in the dugout, you know, and just like when you get that big win or like the super fun, like exciting moments of games.
the great qualities you already have on your tool belt, what you would say you've been able to add to that competing at the collegiate ranks, and what you'd like to add in the future?
Yeah, I think the more mental side of the game for me was the most that I developed in these past few years playing at Kirkwood. And, you know, obviously I still developed, like, skill-wise, but I grew a lot mentally. And, you know, thinking about, like, more of the mental side of the game, and that's something that I definitely want to continue to grow on and get better at, kind of being locked in every single time and, you know, finding the right mindset to help myself succeed even more than, you know, what I did these past 2 years.
As your 2 years have completed at Kirkwood, what the next chapter looks like? Is there more time in the classroom and more softball coming your way here in the future?
Yeah, I am committed to go to the University of South Dakota, so I'm going to be a Coyote.
That is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it.
And so getting a chance to go to a program like that in the Summit League, what was the draw to head over there and play for a talented program like that?
Yeah, honestly, obviously schooling-wise, you know, they had the program that I wanted, and so that worked out good. And, you know, kind of looking when I went on my visit, you know, the town felt very home-like, and I really liked the size of it and, you know, the program that they have and the coaches are super amazing and nice, and I really think it'll be a good fit for me.
And getting a chance to be part of a program like that, in our conversations you have mentioned you're willing to do anything to help your team reach the success that they can reach. What you hope to be able to contribute to a program like that, being a sizzling hitter and a top-notch pitcher?
Yeah, I'm looking to maybe play some middle infield here at the University of South Dakota, but I also am, like I said earlier, you know, I'm open, you know, if I'm needed pitching wise, and because you never really know what can happen with season, so we'll kind of see where that leads me.
What are you most looking forward to getting a chance to play at a D1 program like that?
Honestly, just seeing how much I develop and grow more these next couple of years, and, you know, being able to compete at an even higher level. I'm super excited for that.
You had mentioned a very inviting coaching staff. Have you had a chance to meet some of your potential teammates as well that you'll get a chance to put in the work with?
Yeah, I met a couple of them when I went on my visit not too long ago, and then I've been in contact with one of my roommates, and then one of my former teammates, Peyton Paulson, is also going to the University of South Dakota, so I'm super excited to be able to continue to play with her.
And getting a chance to go to a program like South Dakota, will your major be that you'll be putting the work in the classroom with?
I will be majoring in biology and kind of hoping to look into the medical field with that.
And for the medical field, what you hope your end goal is with that is a wide range of things that you can have career tracks with.
Yeah, for sure. And that's kind of the exciting thing about it is I have no idea really what I want to do medically yet. So I'm hoping that, you know, I can kind of narrow that down going to school and, you know, taking those classes these next couple of years.
And for you during this time, who you would say has really been a role model for you or someone that you've been able to rely on during these first 2 years of college, and hope you can continue as you head up to the next level, a D1 program?
I would definitely say my friends and family. Honestly, it's not really one specific person. I had my whole family there to help me and support me make this decision. And, you know, some of my close friends too, also, you know, encouraging me to, you know, follow my heart and do what is best for me.
And looking back at your time as a Bearcat, have you had a chance to stay connected with the North Butler program as they're having a solid season here this year?
Yeah, for sure. I just talked to their head coach, Austin Guerrero, not too long ago, and I helped give a couple of the, like, well, one of the high schoolers, I gave her a lesson the other day and just kind of helped her out with her hitting. And yeah, I do enjoy, you know, helping out the best I can.
A fun question for you, Kaya, is we almost reached the end of our interview here. There is now a new professional softball league. Your thoughts on how women's sports is really growing on the national scene and this new opportunity for softball players to not only compete for the Olympic team, but to have a chance to compete at the pro level.
I think it's awesome. I think, you know, college softball is a very popular and fun sport to watch, and you know, being able to watch those players that get to go on and continue at the pro level, I think it's so fun. And you know, you get to see all the best of the best play together and against each other, and it's super cool.
Well, final thoughts here, Kaya, as you are representing North Butler on an amazing level and get a chance to continue that as you get a chance to be a Coyote starting this fall.
Yeah, I'm super proud to be from, you know, small town Allison and, you know, from a small school, North Butler. So,
well, Kaya, keep up the great work and congrats on a great 2 years at Kirkwood. And best of luck as you start this next chapter as a collegiate student athlete competing at the University of South Dakota.
Thank you so much.